Hi, this is Pat Mullally from GolfGirls.com, the resource site for today's woman golfer. Today, I'm going to be speaking with two of the best golf instructors in the world of golf, Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott. They are the founders of Vision 54, which is a groundbreaking, innovative golf program, and together they have authored several really good books about golf, including the best-selling Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. They've just come out with a new book. It's called Be a Player, A Breakthrough Approach to Playing Better on the Golf Course, with the emphasis on the word on. And it's due to hit the stores very shortly. I think the publishing date is June 6th of this year. And it's full of really good ideas, a breakthrough approach. They focus on more than just teaching techniques and mechanics, but they emphasize awareness for the golfer, awareness of balance, tension, tempo, and how to control your mental, your emotional, and your social variables. There are certain things you can control, some things you can't. Welcome, Pia and Lynn, to Golf Girls. Happy to have you here to talk about your latest publication.
Golf is one of those there's a lot that changes and then there's a lot that doesn't. And the same problems exist today that did 20 years ago. But what I'm interested in, you seem to have a whole new angle on how to approach this. So, and that's the purpose of your new book. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we feel that people are trying to get better at golf and they don't have the right paradigm or the fuller paradigm that they need to actually do that.
Well, I just finished playing 18 holes with some women this morning, and here on Cape Cod, it's overcast, it's gray. We've had a lot of really cool weather this spring, and nobody's had a chance to get out and really practice. So we're all just out there swinging our arms and trying our best, but it gets discouraging. But I think one of the things we need, or most recreational golfers need, is to learn how to get over some of those, blocks to success, you know, because you can go to the driving range over and over again and hit as many balls as you want. It's not going to help you when you get to the course.
That is so true.
And that's exactly it.
That's why, you know, as you know, we've been on this journey a long time, but what the Be a Player now, I mean, first of all the exercises that we have there are to be done on the golf course. So for anyone that plays 6 holes or 9 holes or 18 holes, that they can take a few holes and do assignments to learn to manage themselves better. Because we know most golfers, you know, they don't have time to practice. They have families, they have jobs, but they like to go and play. So we just think that the training needs to be moved to the golf course because you learn it more there anyway. So we hope you and your friends can test some of these exercises this summer. And because and the other thing, like Lynn said, that we just want to get super clear that all golf is based on, of course, your technical skill level. And the other one is what we now call the human skills, how you actually manage your body, your mind, your emotion. And they're all integrated. So in this book, it's all about that. The most golfers just lacking any training or awareness of managing themselves and knowing that every day we play golf is different. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I just would add, because, you know, a lot of people say that what we do is mental training, but actually, you know, we're really trying to get across that it's no, you know, that all golfers need a new set of fundamentals, or sometimes we call them the hidden fundamentals, these human skills. There are things that you do, of course, mentally, but there are also things that you need to do with your body physically, and also things you need to do to manage your emotions, because emotions are a part of the human experience when you play golf.
Right. So if I understand from the description of your new book that's called Be a Player, and we'll give more information about that at the tail end of this thing, but if I understand you correctly, what you're trying to do is integrate not only the technical, mechanical, with exercises that actually help you on the golf course as you play to become more aware, to refine your tempo, to get rid of the tension. Am I understanding this correctly? Because that really is a breakthrough.
Yeah, you got it. So it will all be things like that you can practice and do before you hit the shot, what we call the think box, the
right.
things that you can test while you're swinging, what we call the play box, and you get to explore different options on how to react to shots, and we call that the memory box now. And then there are all these things, too, that you can do to manage yourself between shots, because many golfers don't realize that you spend like 3.5-4 hours between shots, and what you do there either helps you hit better shots, or many golfers don't even know how they sabotage themselves.
Oh, I do. I raise my hand. No, for example, this morning, we're on the second hole. It's a par three, and I was one of the few that got to the green, and then I made my putt. I made my par, and I was very pleased. Well, that sets you up for the next hole, you know, and you can congratulate yourself. And of course, your partners are all saying that was a great hole. You did great. And then the next thing you do is you go right in the sand, and you don't know, how did that happen? I wasn't aiming there, but there it was. Now, how do you handle that? Do you know? And it's this process that keeps happening. So it's the think box, it's the play box, and now you've got something called the memory box. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's we used to just call it your post-shot reaction, but it's so funny now when we have the three boxes, think box, play box, memory box, everybody thinks, like they get it more. They understand that those three belong together. And so it's just a rewording of, so everybody understand that every shot has a future, every shot has a present, every shot has a past, so... the new wording of it has just made it land more in for the golfers.
I think that idea of handling the memory box is critical to my game. I can practice all my techniques, and I do go through that, you know, think box, then step into the play box. But it's what happens between the shots when your fellow golfers are walking up the fairway with you, and somebody says something, and then they get distracted, and they're talking about something totally different. It's very difficult to stay in the moment and stay focused. And that's one of the things I hope this book starts to explain.
It will, for sure. And another thing between shots, men who don't think about, you know, if you've been sitting in the cart or maybe standing waiting on the tee box for a long time, many don't realize that usually the tightness you can get in the hips and things like that makes the technique fall apart. So, you know, often during the round, there's some things we should do with the body ever so often so we can keep swinging well for all 18 holes.
You do have to be careful, though, because I remember a couple of years ago, I forget who it was, Laura Ingalls or something, was criticized because she was using a training.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
no equipment needed.
Yeah, no,
yeah. That's good, because you certainly don't want to have somebody come after you for that, you know?
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Can you give our readers, our listeners, just one awareness exercise, perhaps?
Yes, for sure. Let's do one each. But, you know, one thing, many don't think about that they compare from the range to the driving, you know, from the driving range to the course, that many get much tighter in the body because it means more in the golf course. And when you get too tight in your body, your technique kind of falls apart. So one thing would be to play two holes where you feel like your arms are like cooked spaghetti, and you smile while you swing. Because when you smile, when you swing, you can tighten your jaw. And if your jaw is not tight, it helps your upper body being loose. So we play two holes, feeling like cooked spaghetti arms and actually smiling at the ball, and just see what happens to the freedom of the swing. So that's what we want for tension awareness.
Yeah. And another one would be, and I would do this for more than one hole, but I'd say, let's say, maybe 2 to 3 holes. But you're just going to do your decision-making more based on your gut instinct. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to refer to any yardages. You wouldn't read any putts. Wouldn't make any practice swings or practice strokes. You know, you'll be present and be present to the shot and the target and what you want to do. But just more of a gut instinct with picking the read or picking the club and the type of shot, and then going in and totally committing to that. And then for, again, 2-3 holes, do just the opposite. Go through, like, make sure you do all the yardages, do all the reads. I mean, kind of like don't leave any stone unturned. And then compare what that's like. to overdo the decision making and maybe underdo the decision making and just see which leads to a freer play box and a freer swing.
So that would give each player their own unique mix, I guess.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Absolutely. So Lynn gave a think box version, I gave a play box version, but let's give you a memory box thing too that would be very, very good to do for a few holes. So after the shot, for let's say three holes, you can only say something positive about what you did and otherwise keep your mouth shut.
All right. Yeah, not just about your own game, but everybody else's, because that you can you can infect a group very quickly.
Correct.
The other thing has to do with control or your mental control. Any tricks on that, or is that all part of the one?
Well, it's going to be part of all of this because, I mean, as a human being, we can't really separate our body and mind and emotions. But, you know, so it's going to be obviously all over the book. But I would say, you know, one of the main thing is to realize every time you go and play golf, you need to have decided on something that's under your control that you're going to pay attention to and you know, where you're going to put your effort. Because many still go out focusing only on outcome. And which, of course, we want good outcomes, but you need to narrow it down to what's under your control to make that more likely to happen.
Right. Last week, I played at a tournament here in Massachusetts, and it was pouring rain, horizontal rain, the whole time. And we had rain gloves on. We had the rain gear. You know, you'd think you're in Ireland in the way it was coming down. And you're losing the club out of your hands, you know, it was horrible, just horrible, and had a very bad score. And my partner as well, nothing was working. And you just have to let it go. There's not much you can do. You can't control it. So weather is one of those things.
Yeah, totally.
But I think, you know, I mean, we just saw it with the NCAAs and especially the women's finals, you know, championship, and that, you know, they had horrendous weather there in Chicago. But it was interesting to see, you know, what coaches and what teams actually handled that better. And, you know, because, again, it's all about a mindset, because obviously the weather is completely out of your control. But it's a mindset, and then deciding what kind of emotional resilience and things you're going to do to have emotional resilience when you're having to play in those kind of conditions.
Most of the readers of my blog are women 40 plus in terms of age. You know, they've had their kids. They're now looking for a social event, going out, and they're all getting a little bit older, and they're dealing with issues with their physical abilities. And is there something you can recommend for women who, you know, are there? I know you said they were in between shot exercises or at least stretching or whatever. Is that in the book? Is there a lot of good information about that?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, and what helps many in that category is, you know, the chapters we have to go out on the golf course and do different exercises to make sure you have a good sense of balance in your body. And then, you know, good awareness of, you know, the way your body is now, what tempo can the body actually handle? Then, so all of those, the balance, tempo, and tension awareness is usually very, very helpful. And it's best to do those exercises on the course because that's where we play the game.
Yeah, it's so interesting because those three, the balance, tempo, and tension awareness, they're all related because, as Pia said, they're physical things in the body. So I often say they're like second cousins. And, you know, you see this with women and men, too. They start getting to this place where their bodies are changing, and so maybe they can't swing it as fast as they used to, but then they still try to, which creates a lot of tension, which then may create too high of a center of gravity in the body. So just doing the balance, tempo, and tension, the BTT on the course, we've seen amazing things happen, especially for that golfer who's in that, let's say, second phase.
Uh-huh.
Of their life or their, you know, their golfing life. And, you know, Pia and I, we deal with it right now too. I mean, our bodies are different than when we used to compete and play a lot. And I mean, the BTT on the course is so critical to actually finding the swing again.
Right. Yeah. Because without that tempo, things just fall apart.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, we see a lot of tension in the body because people are trying to swing it like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, so where does that tension show up? And, you know, and then having different ways of exploring how to take that tension out is really critical. And, you know, obviously it relates to the technical piece because then the players start sequencing better. They start having better balance. They get their energy all the way to the target. They get all the way to their left side. All those things technically we want to have happen, but you're accessing that, you know, more implicitly by doing the physical skills of balance, tempo, and tension awareness.
Right. And then you can take those in between the rounds of golf and just then integrate it back them in when you're playing again. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds like this is a great book that's coming at just the right time for me. That's what.
You know, I'll just give an example of that. What we were just talking about, it was fun, but we were with, you know, a woman who's probably in her 50s and on the golf course, and we just have them hit shots with their feet together. And they're like, oh my God, like, I hit it farther with my feet together than when my feet are apart. So what is that, you know, they go, should we play the rest of our golf with our feet together? And I'm like, you don't have to, but you need to access and understand and really register what's happening when you swing with your feet together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does your body feel with that? Or we'll even have them hit a drive on the golf course with their eyes closed. And they're like, oh my God, I hit that better than with my eyes open. So again, well, what's happening? It's not that you have to play golf with your eyes closed. But what's happening to your body, and be aware of that sensation in your body when your eyes are closed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it, especially in something like that, you begin to let go of control, and it's when you have too much control and you're too demanding on yourself that you can really get yourself into trouble, you know? And then it just snowballs from there because you hit it wrong, and then the tension builds, and then you can't quite get it back. So there's got to be some... If there are little tricks and things to be able to make that all connect and work together, that's a great thing. So
yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, I'm so grateful for this time. I'm certainly going to put this out on Golf Girls, and I'm going to encourage everybody to get this new book, Be a Player, Breakthrough Approach to Playing Better on the Golf Course, with the emphasis on the golf course, you know?
Yeah.
And that's coming out, I think, June 6th, which is in just a week from today.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hope you have great success with it, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, you're very welcome. All the best. Take care.
All the best to you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.